Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about how to bill $1 million per full-time equivalent using technology. One of the definitions of radical is a person who advocates, who is progressive, a revolutionist. And this is a fitting description of our guest today, who is known as the Radical CPA. She has authored a book with the same title. And with me, I have Jody Paydar. She's a CPA, the CEO and principal of New Vision CPA Group. Jody, we are so honored that you will be one of our keynote speakers at our FICPA accounting show in September.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to be there too.
Now, Jody, we first met at the Invictus Games VIP reception when it was held in Orlando a few years ago. Now, that was so fun.
Oh, my God, totally. And, you know, Mia, you're like one of the few people, like, we've shared such a special experience together. I mean, how many people have actually got to meet Prince Harry?
I know, I mean, for real, right?
Like, how amazing.
And I remember Prince Harry photobombed my selfie. I don't know about yours, but it was just so funny because we were all like turning around and then having him be in the back of our photo. We were so close.
Yeah. No, so actually that's my favorite selfie of all time is me and Prince Harry. So, you know, you never know where being a CPA is going to take you. And to be part of the Invictus Games and to see, you know, those athletes try their hardest, and then to be in the room with Prince Harry. I mean, I know he was only there for like 10 minutes, but still, it was really cool. So, we share that, Mia.
Yes, and it was a testimony to those athletes for what they've been through and how much they persevere along the way. When we met, you were introduced to me as the Radical CPA, and that name is so fitting for you. You are such a great testimony to our profession. I just love it. So can you tell our listeners about yourself?
Sure. So, you know, I'm a CPA. I started my own firm. Well, I actually joined my dad's firm, but I pretty much started that firm 13 years ago, and because I came off a really bad tax season, and it was, you know, I was tired of doing things the same old way, and at that time, technology was changing, and I started to build a practice, and I started to build it using new technologies, and realized that our business model had to change, because when you bill for time, and something takes 2 minutes because you're utilizing technology, that no longer works, right? So you have to change it up, and so they call it business model innovation. Nobody told me that. Really what it was me being was just a CPA running a practice, using new tools, and trying to figure out how to serve my customers better. Now, some call me radical, but really, you know, it's all about customer service and taking care of our customers, because we know the world has changed, and we need to be there where they are today. Now, fast forward 13 years, and we're using things like bots and artificial intelligence and, like, the next level. So cloud is, like, I always say cloud is yesterday, even though I know there are a lot of CPAs aware, so learning about the cloud. Mm-hmm. But we're already into the next level, which to me is exciting and radical. And, yeah, and so I do things differently, but I own it. So I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
That's great. Now, I have read part of your book, The Radical CPA, and in your first chapter, you title it, Wake Up, It's a New World. And you ask this question to yourself, why do I want change? Why do I need change? And why is now the right time to change? Can you share with our listeners why those why questions came to mind, and should those why questions be reviewed every so often?
Absolutely. So what happens is, I think we just get caught in like the routine and busy season and compliance deadlines and new tax laws and in the everything, and we don't give it the time to think about working on our business. And the world has so changed since many practitioners started their firms 20, 30, 40 years ago. And if we don't change to adapt to the world around us because the customers around us are changing, then where will we be? And if you look at the space today, there's hundreds of millions of dollars by VC companies being put into artificial intelligence, and I'll call what they call a technology CPA firm, and they're going to disrupt us. So we have to be on the edge and ready to follow suit and to evolve, because we as CPAs, we own that client relationship, and we are the most trusted advisor. So we have to do it. And I would say, too, like, we have to think about how we're going to do transformation to ourselves so that we can be that best advisor to our clients. Because if our clients are feeling the same business stress as we are, and if we go through them and we walk alongside with them as they go through those digital transformation changes, we're just going to strengthen our relationship and maintain that status as being the most trusted advisor, as we know data and all the other technical things are changing in our world.
Right. Now, that is so eye-opening, Dodie. So in your book, you also ask the reader, if you had a blank slate, what would be the first thing you would change about how you run your firm? How has the world changed since you started working in the profession or since you started your firm? And then the third question is, are you ready to have your work, your firm, and your life rocked? I'm thinking this applies to life in general, right?
Oh, totally, right? So what happens is once you start changing, you realize there's so many opportunities to change more things. And what's really cool is the tools that are out there today allow us to do a lot more and work a lot less. So if there's nothing, you know, other than saying, hey, I only want to work 50 hours a week during busy season, or I only want to work 30 hours a week during busy season and still make the same amount of money, then I definitely think it's worth it to take that blank slate and say, gee, what are we doing today differently that can make our firms more profitable and I think ultimately give us a better life, which I think is really important to me. It's not always about the money. It's about having a balance in your life and being able to do the things you want to do and not working every Saturday and Sunday during dinner.
Right. Oh, Jody, I love it, because I remember when I first started, Saturdays were mandatory and 70-hour weeks were normal in those days. But we don't do that anymore now that technology is helping us. But you got to be mindful of that. You will be one of the keynote speakers at our FICPA Accounting Show and lead a session on how to bill $1 million per full-time equivalent using technology. I know you have a business model for CPAs that you are going to teach. So share with our listeners about what it is going to be covering.
So really, it's going to be talking about the business model of today's CPA firm, which is almost my model, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give away all the details of my keynote, but ultimately, we're using artificial intelligence and bots to do the majority of the grunt work, the categorizations, the bookkeeping, the reconciliations in our firm. So we truly get a file back and become that advisor. And when the machine is doing all that work, guess what? You can either take on more work or you can work less and make way more money than you could. Today's business model, or I'll say the old school business model, is very labor intensive. You're doing all that data entry. You're doing all those reconciliations yourself. Well, now when you put technology to it, all of a sudden you don't have to do the grunt work. You get to do the cool stuff. Really be that advisor to your client.
Yes. And I just love how you can spend more time with them to know all about how to consult them, and, you know, not only historically, but in the future. So you have that extra time that you can spend with them. Thank you, Jody, for your time today and sharing with our listeners on how we can bill $1 million using technology and being a great leader for our profession.
Oh, thank you, Mia. I'm so excited to come down to Florida, because, you know, I'm in Chicago, so it'll be a nice treat for me. And I hope you guys will join us.
Yes, and if you'd like to attend our accounting show or learn more about the FICPA seminars, conferences, and resources on how to transform you and your organization for the future, visit our website at www.ficpa.org or call 850-224-2727. Until next time, keep smiling.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.